It's a good pizza.
Damn good pizza.
It's also a good, what is this, Oktoberfest in? I forget what the cider was called, but...
It's just a...
Rolling Rock. Bold Rock.
How would that be considered a snake bite or a...
Yeah, snake bite because of...
Bee sting
is honey mead.
Right.
With the cider.
Yeah. You ever had a juicy beetle at the Renfest?
What is that?
Tell me about a juicy beetle,
Tim.
A juicy beetle.
Go on.
They take mead and they crush up beetle and then they put it in. And of course, everyone knows that beetle is a type of vodka. Yeah.
So it's just mead and vodka.
Yep, called Juicy Beetle.
See, you got me all thinking. I was like, wow, they're really stepping bounds here. But for a person that's eaten dried beetles before,
I feel like I'm disappointed. If I walk up to a counter and say, can I please have a Juicy Beetle? I'm going to be arrested for, I don't know, like some kind of sex crime.
What they'll do is just, they'll see a beetle on the counter and just smash it and put it in your drink note. There you go, Juicy Beetle. We take these beetles and force them to drink, and then you eat the beetle.
It's a happy beetle.
I do like the idea of John's theory of where he goes up and says that, and they're like, God damn it, call security.
But I just thought, no. Damn you, Tim. You're going to jail. Tim said to do it. What kind of prank is that? Ha ha, you're going to jail now.
It's just a prank, bro. Did you hear about the guys who, on TikTok, they... fabricated an entire bank robbery.
Yeah,
and they literally got into an Uber to like make him the getaway driver. Well, the Uber was like, no, I'm not being your getaway driver, because he assumed it was an actual bank robbery. They got arrested.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah, they absolutely should have, because like they were not only like disturbing the peace and all this kind of stuff. They were like, I don't even remember what the exact charges were, but they were so dumb. It's so stupid.
Yeah, people on TikTok are stupid.
God, kids today.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be at that point. But
I'm already at that point.
I don't know.
Mark's been secretly at that point for years.
I've always been.
Mark is the old man at this table. Yeah. So.
Yeah. At the ripe age of 12, he was like, these kids.
These kids and their Tonka toys. We use railroad spikes.
We played with mercury and we had fun, damn it.
We had fun. You see these darts? We threw them straight up in the air and tried to move out the last second. Lawn darts, if you know what those are.
I remember my friends and I used to shoot each other with like airsoft.
Yeah.
And like, that was fun. Not nearly as dangerous as when kids used to shoot BB guns at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That can actually injure
someone. Yeah, I know. That's extremely... Yeah.
Yeah, we figured that out.
You can blow somebody's eye out with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a girl I went to, she was one of my classmates in high school, and she was at the park nearby, and somebody was just like shooting a BB gun randomly. I don't remember what the situation was, but she got hit right above her like right eyebrow, it clearly wasn't bad because she was fine, but she wouldn't stop bleeding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so they had to go and like extract a BB from her forehead.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did the fun things of playing with PVC pipe and using them as swords.
Yep.
And then when they shatter, you had to watch out because then the blades.
I am constantly amazed that I have not ever broken a bone or had any major. Well, I did scratch my cornea.
Oh yeah.
But that was.
Well, how'd you do that one?
With a stick.
Oh.
Me and my brother and our friends were stupid.
Ah.
But when we used to go, the church my family attended at the time was a Baptist church on the island. And the playground was like mulched with pebbles.
What?
So we just started throwing rocks at each other.
Yeah.
Like nothing back, just rocks.
We did that too.
And my mom, and they came out like, "What are you guys doing?" We're just like, "Playing. What's wrong? We're not gonna get hurt." Actually, the worst. Okay, when I was younger, I might have told some of you this story before, but me and my brother used to climb trees all the time, and the worst punishment, I'll say, I ever got from my mom, because she was like cooking, and according to her, she looked up, and me and James are probably like 9, 10 at this point. We are almost 50 feet up in a maple tree. She came out of there like a bat out of hell.
Like, come down here. No.
We're not going to fall. God.
We're having fun.
We're now, smaller. Our terminal velocity is a lot lower.
We just spread our legs out. We just float. But at Bartlett, it's like, I know professional tree climbers that have fallen out of trees with harnesses and hard hats.
Yeah.
But yeah. Kids, nah, they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's times that we're glad we didn't get any injuries. Much like last episode's fight with Malaruk. I wanted it to be a lot better than it was, but once again, with my luck, the minions were awful.
Yeah.
That was the best part. I don't know what you're talking about.
They deserved it somehow.
Agreed to disagree. I hate you. Yeah, so last episode, you guys fought and defeated Malarunk. There's a few things you could be doing here. As I said, Malarunk escaped to the entrance to a very elaborate room that you guys can see from here. So I'll go ahead and reveal it just to get your reactions. So when he tried to run, he came in and entered this giant circular room.
Whoa.
And there's also 20 monkeys in here.
Oh,
20 more of them just casually hanging out.
They're just chilling.
They're on their smoke break.
Did the boss die? God dang it. That means I'm the boss.
I'm not going to get any signatures for overtime, am I?
So, the walls and domed ceiling of this large circular chamber are elegantly carved in spiraling designs. To the north, a double door stands in the side of a squared-off column protruding from the wall, while to the south, an open archway leads to a stairwell leading up that's been blocked by rubble.
Ooh.
Oh.
In the center of the room stand 6 statues of elves, all facing outward and arrayed around a dry fountain. Empty benches sit in 4 alcoves to the east and west, nestled between 6 stone arches built into the wall. Each of these archways bears a different type of decor, but with the exception of the northeastern hallway, which is partially collapsed and opens into a ruined chamber beyond that you will just walk through, each archway leads nowhere. They are filled with plain, featureless walls of polished stone.
Are you saying that, like, we're F-E-D, it's polished stone? Like—
yeah, so they're labeled with letters. So going counter... going clockwise at like the 3 o'clock is A, and there's 1, and then B on the eastern. Yeah. So A, C, D, and F. So pretty much 3, 5, 7, and 9 or 10. Using that, that's where these benches are. Hmm. Otherwise, you can see these archways that are just elaborate beyond your wildest dreams. What do you guys want to do?
Gezro, with his last round of rage, hacks the claw off, hacks the arm off of this Chawarka and digs the gauntlet off of him.
All right, so you pull a hand out of the gauntlet.
Commands Skull to pick up his fallen weapons and bring it to him. Since he dropped 2 weapons in here.
Good boy.
Weapon courier.
As the ringing in their ears ends.
Yeah. All right, so you have a gauntlet. Kezar has his gauntlet that he was eyeing up from the beginning. Elkwood, you have your weapons back.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a bit of bloodshed to get it to this room.
Adelar is just kind of, he's like pacing about the room. Like, he's so amazed by this room, he didn't even, like, bother with the loot potential on the people here. He's just inside, just kind of looking around. Like, he sees the elf statues, and you can see at one point he walks up to one of them, the one that's the north eastern part of the room, and he goes up to it. He like studies the face, and he like kind of traces like the lines of the face, and he like touches the ears, and he kind of just like, you see him like instinctually go to his own ears, because being half elven, that's like a connection to like that part of his heritage. And he just kind of looks around the room, and he like, you can almost like, there's a, such a stillness in the room, you can like hear like any echo or murmur as he's just like, gods be praised, I can't believe we're actually here. But it looks, by the looks of it, it looks like these portals haven't gotten any use. I wonder, how could we activate them? And he's just staring into the fountain.
Go ahead and, okay, so there's two things you can do here that you are specifically going to remember here.
Oh boy.
You can start identifying the figures, the statues of the elves in the center as they're all facing one of the portals, or you can roll a check to identify magic on the room itself.
I think Adlar would probably just start looking at the elves.
Start looking at the elves? Alright, so going clockwise, go ahead and start making me religion checks.
Ooh. Oh, first roll of the episode, nat 20.
Fitting, as this looks to be the goddess Alceta. Goddess of doors and transitions.
Wow. He just like, so this is the north going clockwise, so this one right here.
So
literally the one that he was just looking at.
Yes.
He was like, wait, this is a likeness of Alceta herself. Goddess of doors and portals.
Do I recognize the one I'm looking at?
Go ahead and make me a religion check.
Pull up my sheet. Thirteen.
Seems to be beyond you.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a look at the next one. The one Benton was couldn't quite.
What is with these ears? Why are they so pointy?
Weirdos.
Oh man, rocks after rocks. 28.
Critical success, giving you you know that this is Yuaral, the goddess of crystals and magic, another ancient elven goddess.
Ah, Benton, this is Yuaral, the goddess of crystals and magic. Can't believe you didn't recognize us, but they are an ancient goddess, so I'll give you a break on that one. I'm gonna look at the next one.
Benson secretly wanting to stab him for that, just like
19.
Still good enough to know that that one is Findelaldar. Got elf names. Findel. Adalara, the goddess of architecture and art.
This statue here is the likeness of Findel Adalara, the goddess of art and construction. In my youth, I sometimes wondered if my parents named me after her, but nevertheless. And then Adalara makes his way to the next statue. This is the southwesterly one.
Okay. This looks to be Cetaphis. The god of hunting and the moon.
Oh, Cetaphis. I don't know much about this god, but
he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. Alright, on to the next.
Sounds cool.
25.
You beat the DC 10 to know that that's Calistria.
Oh.
Oh.
Let's see, does, Elkward, you know about Calistria, right? Or do I know that you know about Calistria?
He doesn't exactly...
No, okay.
Tell people.
Gotcha.
Well, you
okay.
did just tell Benson that.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but was Abadar...
No, Adalar, I was asleep.
He's dropping.
No, but the second he says Calistria, I just immediately look over at you.
Bing! Like, Why is everyone looking at Elkwood?
I'm the only one looking at Elkwood. What are you talking about?
No, Skolt was specifically looking at him.
Skolt's like licking Elkwood's boots.
Skolt's actually pissing on Elsetta's statue.
Oh. That's not a good boy.
Then we look at the northwesterly one.
Right. Well, since he says Khaleesi, he's on that. Come on.
10.
That beats a DC 10.
Woohoo!
To know that that's Desna.
Ah. So. This, of course, is Desna. But still, the question remains. Archways, but no portals.
Do you want to look at the archways themselves?
What is this right here?
Yeah,
it's blacked out. Oh, the northern room you're looking at there.
Roll for initiative, because that is an automaton.
So that's where the boss is.
As you approach that, it looks to be a giant stone door.
Alrighty.
When you get within 5 feet of it...
Hold on. There you go. This could be
It
very
turns
bad.
To... It, the door sort of lifts up, and you see a giant stone statue that was holding it. It immediately speaks in a Serana's voice in Elven, saying, "The custodian of Alceta's ring dwells beyond. Only those who carry her blessed sign may pass."
Backing up. Backing up.
All right, as you back up to about 10, 15 feet, he goes back and puts the door shield that he had back in place.
Well,
I think I found something.
Who carries...
Kezra's like, "What'd he say?"
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I didn't understand that, did I?
Anyone who knows Elvish would have heard him.
So I like look around and I'm like, "Wow, fascinating." I'm like, "Oh wait, did any of y'all get that?"
I don't speak your tongue.
Ah, yes. This guardian here, something about the custodian of Alceta's ring is beyond here, but in order to pass, we must show her sign and have her blessing. And Adalar actually shuffles through his bag, and he does in fact have the holy symbol of Alceta, a token from his past.
You also found one in B16 in the basement.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's why it's in my inventory. It's not a token of the past. It's because I have it.
Oh, I thought you had two. You're just cool.
I mean, you can never have enough, right? Here, guys, wear this.
Just handing them out like money. All right, so you approach with that?
I hold out to the group. We found this Alceta's sigil here. I don't know what lies beyond this door. Did we want to clear out everything else before we proceed?
What else is there to clear out?
Well, I've lost in the historical significance of this room, but there were enemies in the room before that had some quite good items. I didn't know if we wanted to identify them.
I believe Kazra's taking care of that.
Yeah, Kazra's been rummaging through the
all the bio.
Through all their stuff this whole time.
Just all the bodies.
So, I mean, he already has the claw on.
He's just slipped it on.
This is cool.
Still bloody. All right, you want to roll a knowledge on that?
Yep. Uh, 20.
That is a Cinder Claw Gauntlet.
Sweet.
As you might have figured, the Cinder Claw Gauntlet, let me go to the actual, this is a unique weapon for one. The Cinder Claw Gauntlet, 5th level item.
What?
The sharp taloned +1 striking spiked gauntlet appears to have been crafted from dragon scales with claws built from iron. In addition to the typical weapon traits, a Cinder Claw Gauntlet has the versatile slashing trait.
Ooh.
Sweet.
On a critical hit, the Cinder Claw Gauntlet deals an additional 1d6 fire damage.
Nice.
So, it's a reaction, and you command. Trigger is your attack roll with the Cinder Claw Gauntlet is a critical success. The creature this is in addition to, I apologize. In addition to all of that, the creature you hit must succeed at a DC 19 Fortitude save or be sickened 1 by the gauntlet's acrid smoke.
Ho ho ho. Damn.
I like.
That's pretty baller.
He also had what looks to be a very shiny, almost golden-looking arrowhead.
Huh.
It looks to be affixed with, it looks to be made out of the spikes coming off the back of it. Are the wings, and then the arrowhead itself, it looks to be made out of a bird, or in the shape of a bird.
Natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow, you've heard of the Hunter's Arrowhead.
Damn,
cool.
This arrow-shaped charm is not meant to be affixed to an arrow, but instead to be carried in a pocket or inside of a quiver. A Hunter's Arrowhead is etched with images sacred to the elven god Kedephis. If you carry on your person, you are infused with the great skill at hunting and gain a +1 item bonus to survival checks and attack rolls against any creature you've currently designated as your prey with a hunt prey ranger ability.
Awesome.
Note that the bonus to attack rolls is an item bonus and therefore not cumulative with an item bonus from a magic weapon.
Okay.
So it's still just a +1, no matter what. Like I have a magical short bow.
Oh, then yes.
So it's just a +1.
Yep.
Overall. So, like, it doesn't stack, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't stack.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
I guess, like, using mundane stuff, I mean, yeah. Immediately becomes a +1.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like at this point in the game, we all have +1 stuff.
Yeah.
Some of us have.
Here's the other thing
stuff.
About it.
Okay.
A hunter's arrowhead is also a religious symbol of Kedephis. The specific hunter's arrowhead, and no other, is a key to, one of the hunter gates.
Yep. Yeah.
Or to one of these gates.
What?
What?
Can I roll knowledge on that? Knowledge religion?
He got a natural 20. Let me just... Oh, okay. If the hunter's arrowhead is touched to the stone of the corresponding gate, it activates the portal. Provided the portal is fully functional. There's also an ability where it's a reaction command, frequency once per day. The trigger is you would miss with an attack made by a bow. The effect is you gain a +2 circumstance bonus to your attack roll. This can turn a miss into a hit.
Oh, damn. That's pretty baller.
If you had came to me and said, John, make me 2 items that are perfect for both Kezra and Elk, yeah. I would have a hard time being this good.
Hey, man. He also had, you're still looking at Malarunk.
I mean, they're looking at all the statues, so Kezra's raiding everybody.
Okay. Yeah. The other Tarvarkas and the Boggarts, they just had their typical sickles and clubs, yeah. He had a gold religious symbol of Dahak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll take that too.
He had a mundane, it's a cool looking mundane hatchet. He also had a shiny chain shirt.
Ooh.
I mean, we have a +1 chain shirt in our inventory, is it?
It looks identical then. Yeah.
There we go.
So, you have all that. Somehow Kezra looks at this and goes, "This looks like some weird key," when he's looking at the arrowhead. He hasn't walked into the room yet to actually, like, identify right. Where the hell this thing goes.
He's already in town.
Did I hear key?
Well, it depends if Kezra talks out loud to himself.
Actually, he's like, "Where's Kezra?" He's like, "Oh, he's already gone."
He's so he walks into the room holding this arrowhead in the cool-ass claw. And he's just like, "I think this is a key to something."
Wait.
And he looks around.
What is that, though?
Oh, it's some sort of... religious symbol of, what was his name?
Kedephis.
Kedephis.
I look at the
key. I think it'd be quite useful for Elk here, but I think it's also a door. A key.
Key.
Are one of the statues here, Kedephis, or no?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the one next to the bottoms. Southwest, right?
It was... 1, 2, 3... It was the fourth one going clockwise.
Gotcha.
If I had to make a guess, I think we know... where this gate might go.
At least we have the key, we have the gate. Yeah, question is, do we want to try to open the door?
Well, some of us need to get back home, and I look at our spider friend.
Oh, I would appreciate much if we could get back home, but I don't know if that's quite possible. When we went through, the door itself exploded, and I managed to escape it, but Malarok took some and took quite a bit of fire damage from it.
Wait, which is the one that's destroyed?
Not that it destroyed, it just exploded. Oh. The one that's destroyed is the one that you guys walk through, because you walk through that. You walk through this little like hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that.
So while you guys are inspecting these different walls, because the walls are written with elaborate Elvish, and the archways themselves, roll me a society check.
Okay. Okay.
Oh boy.
18.
Nope.
This Elvish, Adalar, looks ancient. This looks, the dialect, the handwriting, and just like how it is written looks older than any ancient text you've ever seen.
And where is this writing?
It's written all over the walls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Adalar just begins to inspect the walls, and he's like, this writing, it's so ancient. Why, I haven't seen anything like this except perhaps in the oldest books of my studies. This is truly incredible.
Forgive me for butting in, Adalar, but can I borrow that symbol of Elsella?
Do you plan on going northward?
I want to see what will happen.
All right, well,
are you healed?
I was about to say, I feel like we should tend to our wounds first. Is anyone hurt?
Lay on hands, I'm good.
Okay.
Just like, lay on hands. Good.
I run forward.
I tackle it.
I need to check. Elkwood is... Elkwood is still down by half, at least.
Down by half, okay. Yeah, I'll cast a little heal on you.
Yeah, and like the entire time, like, Elk's just kind of transfixed by Kalistria's statue, because he's never physically saw a statue of her, besides the symbol.
Yeah, there's not many churches of Kalistria around. Yeah,
so it's just kind of, he's taking it in.
So 32 points of healing for you.
And that is next.
That's it.
And then I'm going to do a medicine on myself. Now make it. And I'm good.
Okay.
So we take 10 minutes, kind of bandage up wounds,
yep,
heal and such. And I say, I think we are ready for whatever lies ahead.
How is Gezra? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. He gave me plenty of during the fight.
I hold out my hand for the symbol.
All right, and he hands it over.
I'm literally just going to hold the symbol in front of me, or out,
yeah,
and walk up to the door.
All right, so you walk up to the door, same thing happens.
Same thing.
It immediately speaks in Serana's voice in Elven. You don't know, but Adalar did tell you.
The custodian of Alceta's ring dwells beyond. Only those who carry her blessed sign may pass.
Can you hold it up?
Yeah.
And he steps to the side, revealing the inside room to you.
Cool.
None shall pass. And he just slams it down.
Falls on Benson, killing him instantly.
Yeah.
It had to
happen. Got you to wounded too.
Dang it.
Ooh. You don't say.
So, this plain rectangular room contains several empty chests, old wooden tables, and mostly barren shelves. It may have once been used as a vault or wreckage room, but today, only a few scraps of paper remain. Let me go ahead and reveal it for you. As it is a humble room.
Aww.
It's quite small.
The giant-ass statue?
Yeah, I was about to say, where's the statue? Just chilling.
Yeah, well, I didn't put the statue there because I figured you guys wouldn't fight it. But you could have fought the door warden. I don't know.
No, I'm asking because I want to go up and swing it. I'm kidding.
He didn't move it fast enough.
If I had to guess, I think the Hell Knights probably cleared all this stuff out.
I'm going to go up with Benson and take a look around the room and see if I find anything of note or of interest.
I will do the same.
Okay.
Nope.
Ugh. Natural one. What did I find?
You go through and you find a stack of papers that when you hold them up, they look completely empty. And you're like, why did someone have empty papers in here? And you realize you're holding them backwards. And you're like, oh, I can flip them around.
And they're empty. They're just blank papers.
Gazra, can you do that thing where you detect magic?
Do the thing.
This entire room is probably going to be glowing.
You don't find any magic. It's going to be completely empty.
Rip.
However, through some of these papers, you can see that some of them just look to be old Hell Knight records and stuff like that. One of them looks to be extremely important. Ooh. And you're not sure why they left the deed to Citadel Old Tyreen.
Yay.
Benson's house. We found it.
Just a big ass grin goes over Kezra's face.
So I like holding them because I had this stack of pictures. I'm holding them. I flip it. I'm like, guys, this is the deed. And wait, legally.
Roll me a society check.
Okay. Can I do lore scribing?
You can do lore scribing, yeah.
I had the same bonus, but I just like to say,
okay, yeah,
can I do lore scribing?
Oh, rocks! Not 20!
There we are.
So a successful DC 15 society check is all you needed. Confirms the possession of this deed grants legal rights and ownership of the citadel to the deed's possessor by local, national, and Hell Knight law.
Oh, shit.
Friends, this paper right here that I'm holding grants me ownership of Citadel Alterine. Well, I mean, rather, it grants anyone who holds it.
Where it happens. You're like, oh, I have ownership, and then Kezra stabs you in the back. No, it's mine. Everyone kills each other.
Throw a fucking piece of paper.
Except for Benson, because he already owns a castle.
But Benson's like, I mean, it's an okay castle.
Yeah.
It's like everyone dies at the end, and Rinaldi's just slowly walks over, picks it up.
My master plan fell right into place.
We will die.
Benson looks up from the ground bloody. You played the long game.
I knew you were evil.
That is amazing.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Mr. Kezra.
We have a home to refurbish.
Well, just don't trust the goblins this time, too.
I think I'm going to go see to those stairs.
Next week on Extreme Makeover Edition.
So we knock out this pillar and open up this entire space.
Real open concept.
That's a load-bearing pillar.
Shut up.
You can do it.
Just jackhammer it out. Actually, I'm really wobbly now.
I mean,
whole thing falls over.
I mean, that's why we hire like an apprentice wizard to play Shatter. Like, just shatter, shatter, shatter.
All right, so you walked over to the opening at the south, Benson?
Yep.
The opening to the south is a 5-foot-wide stairway leading up to what's been choked off by rubble. You see what looks to be the remains of a Charaka cultus lies crushed under the rocks.
Ooh. Oh.
Hmm.
You can see, after kind of looking at it for a second, it looks to be like they tried to dig out at one point and he died.
Oh, okay.
What?
It collapsed on him.
Can I make a roll to figure out what exactly killed him?
Yeah, I'm going
to
do him.
The boulder that's on top of his body.
Okay.
For a second, it sounded like you were like, maybe you hit a trap.
It just looks like he dug at the wrong spot and just collapsed.
Yeah, yeah. You know the thing where you like pull one rock and then it was holding up quite a few. Yeah, he just got crushed.
What do you think, Kezra?
I feel like it would be easier to move these boulders if we were coming from the top and not getting crushed like this.
Well, I would hate to have all this rubble fall into your basement, but...
inspecting it doesn't look very easy to move.
It looks like it'll take tools, time, and expertise to properly and safely clear the stairs to restore access to the level above.
I've been thinking, you know how this deed gives whoever possesses ownership of it. It seems like too loose of a document. I think we could probably tidy it up with the correct legal processes to permanently transfer it into our names. I am assuming that we would all split it. I mean, I know you already have a castle, Benson, but in case you wanted to acquire a fourth of another.
I would happily do so with one condition. And I look over at the spider girl whose name I can't remember.
Rinali.
Rinali. We all move in and out as we please. It seems you're stuck here. How would you like to watch over the castle?
I suppose if you're willing to help me get back home, I would do that for you. You all have helped me so much so far in removing that so-called goblin god and these cinder claws. I would be happy to do anything for you. But I ask for your aid in my home. If we could somehow get home, I want you to come with me. And we're battling many evil things on that side. These creatures, and she points to Malenrok and his followers, these are merely peons or minions in what's happening in my home. The faster we get over there and save my family and the people that I love, the better we will all be.
Yeah, looks like we'll need to find a new housekeeper.
Well, speaking of that, I was talking to Kezra the other day, and we think Pip and Zarf would be fine custodians of the Citadel. I guess it was the premonition from Abadar himself, but we assumed that we would take ownership of the Citadel, and of course, Pip and Zarf came to mind.
Were you reading ahead?
I have the book right here, guys.
What?
Snatch out of your hands, beat you with it.
Adelar, like, pulls it out of his backpack. It's just, our adventures are outlined. Couldn't believe it.
I just imagine of, like, entering the front door, and it's just Pippin's off, like, hello, can we take your coat?
So, you guys have quite a bit going on here. I do want you guys to take a deeper look at the gates here.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are like, is anybody going to try to use the key?
I think we should probably inspect all the gates before we try meddling with any magics.
Okay. So let's go clockwise again. So where it says D7A, so we're going to start on that, or where it says A right there.
Okay.
So go ahead. Anyone can make me a Arcana, Religion, or Society check.
All right.
I think I've rolled two fours and a three this episode.
23.
Yeah. Ah. Kezra, looking at this. So unfortunately, this is the gate that is destroyed. So as you're looking at it, it looks to just be pretty much rubble. But what remains is still decorated with designs of lotuses and icons of sacred to Alceta. Huh. The far side of the Lotus Gate is known to be located in the elven nation of Kionin. But this side of the portal is irreparably damaged.
Hmm. Yeah, you can tell Adelar, he kind of spends a lot of time at that gate. And just you can see like a look of sadness over his face.
I guess a higher level mending skill to repair these.
As ancient as these things are, and the magic that was crafted,
yeah,
impossible.
Darn.
Let's look at the next.
All right.
Oh, 27. Y'all can save your rolls.
Okay. Yeah. So the first one was called the Lotus Gate, sorry. This one is called the Jewel Gate. This Ayadara is decorated with the images of crystals, and its upper arch bears designs like those of stalactites. Icons sacred to Yoral adorn the Ayadara.
What's this one called again?
The Jewel Gate.
Jewel Gate, okay.
So remember, this corresponded with the goddess Yoral.
Alrighty.
Next one.
Yep, next one. This would be letter
Finally.
C.
I got a good society. Oh.
Natural 20.
Oh, well.
Fuck me, right?
This one you gather is called the Dusk Gate. Decorated Ooh. With images of sunsets and beautiful architecture in what appears to be a desert or savanna. This Ayadara is devoted to... Got the name Findela. I don't know why I can't get
Findela his name. Yeah. Finn Aladar or something. Finn Adalar.
Findel Adalara. So this is the one that goes to. You don't know where it goes, but you know that it's
Adalar's house.
Yeah. It goes to Adalar's house.
Perfect.
All right.
So next one.
Shit.
So this thing right here.
Right where?
Right here. What's that?
18 on the die.
For
us. Those are.
25.
Oh, those are. They are the portals. So.
Yeah, oh, so yeah, what are put the so things these things right here are?
Are the benches?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Remember that there were benches that were sort of dotted along as
okay.
well. Yeah,
I'm understanding now.
Yeah,
I got a 25.
For the next gate, letter D.
D.
So D. Images of hawks and moons. Sort of dotted with jungle vegetation and trees decorate this Ayadara, along with icons sacred to Kedifis. This is, Rinaldi tells you, this is where she came out of.
What's the name of the gate?
The Hunter Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Kedifis, you said?
Yeah, Kedifis.
Ket.
Ketephys.
Phonetically figuring that out. Ain't happening. Of course I would get that.
Nat 20!
For the next one?
Yep.
This one called Vengegate. This Ayadara is adorned with the images of wasp, whips, and the waves of the open sea, along with icons sacred to Calistria.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. Let's open that bitch up.
And the last. 25.
Butterflies, stars, and images sacred to Desna adorn this final Ayadara, known as the Dream Gate.
Yep.
So, you know which gate Rinaldi came out of, called the Hunter Gate. And she tells you that it leads back to her home, the Mwangi Jungle.
Well, we have the artifact that might open it.
But it does look destroyed.
No, this one is not destroyed. Oh. She just said it exploded when she came out of it. The one that is destroyed was the
first one.
Was the Lotus Gate, yeah.
But what about the glow, like, that's coming off some of these? Like, at E, B, and,
Those are the actual gates. The things in the inlets, those are the benches.
Yeah,
got it. Yep. Sorry.
Yep. But, do you guys want to try to open it?
Gezra does.
And it strictly just opens that one. It doesn't open any of the others.
Yeah, the arrowhead is proprietary to the Hunter Gate, yeah.
Be warned, I do not have much healing left for today. So whatever lies beyond this gate, I do not know how much of a service I can be.
Well, even if we open it, that doesn't mean we have to go through.
But it means something else can come through.
Then we'll be here to push it back.
Yeah, we'll take out the key. It's all right. Don't be such a weenie.
Something gets its hand through, and we just pull the key up. I just cut his hand right off.
Find ancient magical portals, and you just expect not to open them.
I just expect us to have some sort of caution with these things. We found the legendary Alceta's ring.
So let me get this straight. If you found, let's say, a box. And there was unbelievable magical power and possible evil in this box. Let's just call Pandora's box. Would you tell me you want to open it?
I'm saying that I'd have to... No, I wouldn't. Oh, and just for kicks and giggles, Adalar's going to use the wand of water to put water in the fountain.
Oh, very nice.
Only puts 1 gallon in.
You know, it's a process.
It dries up, yeah.
So, we going to try to open this thing up?
I vote yes.
Yeah.
All right.
What are the odds that something horrible is just standing there waiting?
I look at our friend. Will you go through now?
If it is open, I will go through it as fast as I can.
We cannot follow you yet.
If you cannot follow me, that's fine, but I need to be going home.
How did you end up coming through the gate at all?
Well, the Cinderclaws managed to get through the portal. They had it, and we tried to chase them off. But I chased through, hoping I can do something, but when we came through and it exploded, I realized that there were more of them that went through than I had first realized, and so I tried to run off, and that's when I encountered Roldar.
Can I pray to Iomide and see if this is the path I think she is leading me towards?
Sure.
Okay, I do that.
Alright. You feel a great evil from beyond this gate. You feel as though you are destined to do something on the other side. You don't know when you're going to get there. You don't even know if this thing's going to work. But as far as you can tell, you feel as though you need to go with Renali, at least for a little bit.
Lionel said I'd never go anywhere fun.
I guess it's time to prove her wrong.
All right, so you go up and you touch the arrowhead to the archway.
Ting.
The stone within the arch shimmers and wavers for a moment, but then flashes with a fiery radiance before it returns to solid stone. Hmm. It looked to be ineffective. If anybody wants to roll a check to identify magic, you might be able to tell why. Nope.
20.
DC 20. Confirms that the portal is malfunctioning, but you think it could be repaired. You think that if you spent some time either working with the stone or sort of using magic in order to, like, realign the energies within it, then it would stabilize it.
Whoa.
But right now, you're stuck.
I feel like, given time, I could perhaps fix this portal, but I think I'll need more time and more energy.
We're going to need to actually be able to get down here from the citadel above.
So
that's
greed.
Another thing we have to work on. And we can't leave this tunnel system open.
No.
Well, we've been through the tunnel system. There's not much here. Except what we've killed, of course.
No, we'll have to go out that way. But when we actually get access to this chamber from the top, I don't think we can just let it be open.
Yeah, especially.
Well, the entranceway to this area, it looks like it was blasted through, so we could certainly block it off once again.
Kezra can find out which goblin can make an alchemist fire and just start imitate the black fire and just blow up.
Rinaldi, you have to forgive us for now. It looks like your going home will be put off for some time.
Well, I will stay with you here. You said that there's something above this room. You said some sort of citadel is
great
above
citadel.
Us. What sort of citadel is above us?
One that we have a great sway in. To decide who gets to sleep there.
Oh, was that paper part of your ownership, you said?
Yes.
Yep.
That's interesting. Some magic paper gives you ownership of an entire castle.
Well, that, and we did clear it out, I mean.
And she's like, what happens if I just burn it?
Gazeel.
I mean, I've, you know, hunted and killed things in the jungle, but I've never owned the land that they were killed on.
Ah, well.
It's an old abandoned citadel, and we have found the right document. And it claims that anybody who has it keeps it.
Well,
simple as that.
I guess we should be going home, then?
I like the sound of that.
Yes. And as soon as we should be going home, then I like the sound of that. Benson just remembers. It looks like it could be Castle Kezra. And I like the sound of that. And Benson just starts laughing. Everything in the universe has aligned right now for Kezra.
It's all turning up Kezra.
He's like, Kezra, you haven't paid your property taxes in a while. It's Adelar's now.
Just erase his name.
Yeah, is there a spot where we like sign our names or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
so,
there's literally a spot where you sign your name and everything. So
I pull out a quill and an ink pot. I go to one of the benches. Well, I think it's only fitting that this would be the place where we sign the deed.
I imagine Benson walking up and then just getting knocked over by Kezra running.
It's like John Hancock, just biggest signature.
Yes.
We'll have to go to the DMV later to get a new copy.
Oh, come on. We got to wait in those lines. This is even worse than the battle.
Hey, see those guys? Yeah, skip their number. Fuck them.
Breach Hill DMV.
Oh, gosh. So has everyone come up to sign?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. And as you all finish your signatures, Adelar does his signature last, and he looks at all of you and says, by Abadar's gaze, the deal is made. And then he whispers some words, and the names on the paper glow.
And then burns. You're like, oh.
So you guys are in the basement of your citadel.
Woohoo!
Of your citadel. Yep. I should emphasize that correctly. You guys got to get back home. You cannot do it from down here, though. So you have to go all the way back.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to write my mom a bunch of letters telling her I didn't sign like a vacation thing.
These weeks of the month, Kezra gets it, and Kezra, make sure you move out so that Benson can come in and do his stuff.
We might run into a problem. The Bumble Brashers still live up there.
Now we gotta kick them out. The victim.
They don't have the deed.
I mean, if they want to pay us for room and board, I'm sure we'd welcome them.
And what exactly do you think a tribe of goblins is going to pay us with?
That's their problem.
The currency of the land is gold, Benson.
I want 100 bottles of Alchemist Fire a month.
I mean,
that's pretty sweet.
That'd be a good idea.
Then
you sell it, and that's how you get
exactly
money.
Charge a room and board nice for a goblin alchemist lab being run out of the basement.
I feel like I watched a show about that.
The front, the top side is a bed and breakfast. The bottom's an alchemist lab.
Oh my gosh!
Not even drugs. Just napalm.
Okay, honestly though, could we turn the citadel to a bed and breakfast? Who is stopping us?
Literally no one.
No one.
You are. The only issue you have right now is money, and the place looks like shit.
Well,
and you can't trust the goblins to clean it.
The real challenge of the campaign is making sure our Airbnb is up to code.
It's like,
gonna fucking Gordon Ramsay come to this place and being like, well, there's fucking rubble everywhere. You expect me to fucking sleep in.
Then every time you go in, Rinaldi's like, so did you find a way to open the door? We're working on it. We're working on it.
You gotta get permits.
And I remember there's like several destroyed walls.
Yeah, a ton.
It's just like
destroy wall.
No, we don't have to worry about tunnels. There's just
holes
in the walls.
Oh god.
Okay. So, should we leave?
Let's get up and get to work. We have a citadel to get up and running.
And also a portal to fix Kezra.
Oh right, yes. We're not done down here.
I'm gonna have to send some letters.
To who?
My sister, most likely. Oh. And maybe one to my mother.
Oh, give her my regards.
No.
The letters are not for you.
Yeah. Imagine he does that, and Benson's mom just sees Pia's, Adelaide says hello. One sentence back. Who the fuck is that?
Are you sure he's good? Is he influencing you? You know he's a troublemaker.
I think I've fallen off my family's radar when I suddenly reappear with a goddamn castle. This would probably be more interesting.
All right, so we trek back through the long-ass tunnels that took, like, a day to get through.
Yeah, because, I mean, definitely in town, though, like, he wants to move the runes of that one, the star knife.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to try to identify that again, since it's been another day?
Oh, yeah.
So, Kezra, what is this?
No.
God. Every time. For the hell of it, he's just going to chuck it at the body.
All right, so you chuck it at the body. It sticks in and swings right back to your hand.
Sweet.
Hey, I figured it out.
I was right! Woo! That's what you thought it was.
Rune of Returning, yeah. So you can throw it and just...
Oh my gosh.
It is a +1 striking returning starter.
Oh, that's so cool.
Such a badass weapon.
Me and Mark both called it.
There was literally a moment where Mark thought about throwing it, and I was like, please throw it. Please throw the star knife. It'll be so funny to see it come back to you.
That means that's a kick-ass weapon for you.
It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does... Technically, it would do more damage than the bow close range. It's a range of 20 feet.
Nice. Yeah, range of 20 feet, and I think you throw it, and it might be an action to bring it back, but it's like, it's so good.
That's such a badass weapon.
Yeah, and so, like, because it does 2d4 plus 2 due to my strength modifier.
Yeah.
It's
2d4 plus 3 because it's plus 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's an insane weapon.
So it's like, I feel like not changing the runes as much on this now. It's kind of fun to use. Like, even then, you can use it as an actual dagger.
Yeah, it's still a melee weapon, too. You can use it as a regular dagger, but...
The goblins. They got a car.
Sick buggy, bro.
No kill! Wait, no!
Which one made that?
They're just throwing gunpowder in the engine.
This baby runs on alchemist fire.
It flies back into your hands after your strike.
Oh my god.
So no action. So
you can throw it 3 times.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Yep, definitely keeping that.
So you guys go back to Citadel of Tyrene. Do you guys start working right away? I don't even know what time it is. So I'm just going to say it's late because you walked. It literally says 6.5 hours, I think, to walk through the tunnels back. So you guys would have to rest a few times, and so I'm going to say it's late.
My feet are tired.
11 at night, yeah.
Feet are tired.
Well, should we claim rooms?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Let's go back to the map. So you guys have started walking your way back. Takes a long time to get all the way back to the surface. Yeah. You come out to Guardian's Way. It's nighttime. Like, what did I say a minute ago? 11:30 p.m. It's late. And then you guys need to take some more hours to walk back to Citadel Tyrene.
Wait, which is closer at this point?
Citadel
Tyrene is closer.
Citadel Tyrene is closer than Breach Hill, yeah.
Okay.
So you guys wanted to designate rooms. So right now I have a picture up of the top floor of Citadel Tyrene. There's also the basement as well, or the vaults as they're called. Where are you guys staying?
Are our horses still there?
I think we would have had our horses.
No, they were... I think we left them in town, right? Where did we leave them?
I thought we left them at Citadel Tyrene.
I think you did leave them. Because you went through the underground tunnel that Vaz made.
Right.
To get to... Yeah. So there's still a Citadel Tyrene.
Okay. I don't have any pictures of the basement.
The vaults. Let me go ahead and throw you guys over to...
All the living quarters are in A3.
Right, but is this...
Who wants the room that had Big Bumble in it? With all the corpses and the pairs.
Of course.
And the bear shit just everywhere.
So when we get there, Benson is going to walk to A13.
A13 on the top floor?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask everyone, this area and the room directly next to it, A15 for everyone else, could I use these areas?
For what?
I'm going to make a chapel, and I'm going to sleep in that back room.
Ugh, you're making a chapel too?
Well, there already is a chapel. It's on the other side.
Yes, you guys can have that one. I want to use this one.
Ah, well, as long as there's enough space. Well,
I say chapel. It's really going to be a giant armory.
Oh.
So,
no problem over here.
For everyone at home, A13 was the courtroom. Mm-hmm. that was held on the northern wing of in the top.
Yeah, my picture is malfunctioning, so I can't see it. So I'm okay, looking so, at his
John yeah, screen. Yeah, yeah. The directly above A13 was where you guys fought the giant turtle things.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So, good memories.
Yep. So that's where you guys fought that. That's where you guys found the ward puppies.
I'm going to turn these two adjoined rooms into my goddamn bat cave.
Yeah, it's like a reminder. Like, so the citadel has a northern and a southern wing. It's like the northern wing was like the court, the jails, the libraries, the offices, and then the southern wing had like bedrooms, a chapel, a kitchen.
Yeah, the way this is, we could legitimately just cut it into four pieces.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep.
I'll take the ones on this area. And, you know,
the real question is who wants the devil killing room?
Wait, that's a Kesra. Good one.
Is that, that's where you guys first met your old buddy Alok?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So useful.
Yeah. So what's A19?
A19. That was the room where you guys found a bunch of documents. So it was pretty much the scribe's room.
So definitely Adelar's on take that room.
We can do anything we want to any of these
you
rooms.
You can do anything you want to this place.
So I'm going to write a note down of rooms that people have claimed.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it's sectioning out, then was A3, just random.
So
just
bed, that was bedrooms. Yeah,
like, this the upper right cluster, that's what I'm asking
okay,
for.
Okay, so A13, I just want 13, 14, 15, 16.
Sure.
Okay.
I think 16 would be a good junction room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you mean like a common area? Or?
Yep.
Yeah. A16 was where you guys fought the male warg.
Yep.
So, all right. So, Benson has those four.
What is Adelar going after? Because I imagine he would take the document area.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, these documents are essentially useless to us, so it's just rooms.
Yeah, but he likes reading.
We're looking at rooms here.
He likes books.
If I remember correctly, I think that when you guys read this, I think you rolled really, really high on like what it was. And you were just like, oh, this is Hell Knight lore. And then the next room, you were like, more Hell Knight lore.
Let's see, what is A21? Was that the cells?
Yes, A21 was that was the skeletal blender.
Uh-huh. Skeletal blender. That's
what, what kinky prick wants that room?
Oh no, Elk's looking at it. What is A20?
A20 was more historical documents and books and stuff.
I think Elk probably will take A19, 20, 21, and 18, I guess. I don't know. Because that was the war the puppy room, right?
There is also the entirety of the basement.
We
also
right.
The basement's creepy, though. the basement needs a lot of work. I'm sorry, there's like that pit of water in there. That
you merely adopted the darkness. I was born in it.
Kelly mentioned this earlier, but I do see 1, 2, 3, 4 broken walls on the outside, yeah. And then the collapsed stairs in the courtyard.
We're going to have to get this place inspected.
A12, the courtyard is just going to be the quad. Like, we go out there, have a grill.
We need a swimming pool. Hey, wait, there's one there.
There's a swimming pool in A12. You guys already got that covered.
And also the rotting corpse of a Grolodon. Still there.
I mean, these are all selling points.
I think Adelar wants A6. I believe that's like a chapel, right?
Yeah, because yep. I remember that's when he had the flashback.
Yep. So I probably want, I'll take, A3 has a bunch of, like, the rooms, so I feel like no one should, like, claim that one particularly.
A3 was, yeah, that was the room that had the bugbear fort.
Yeah, but I mean, we can clean all that stuff out with time, man.
I don't think we'd.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
the Bumble Pressure Goblins were staying in that room.
No, he saw him kick him out, use a broom, and like, get out! Move to the basement.
Yeah, I guess I'll do A3 through A6 then.
Kesra slowly turns into Scrooge.
you guys do find the bumper rushers when you come back.
You got 2 days to get out.
What?
Because there's like great news. You no longer live here.
What? No, this is our home.
No. And he pulls out the deed and goes, this is our home now.
And then one of them snatches an
eagle. I know you can't read, but trust me, this is a binding document that says that this citadel now belongs to us.
Now, have no fear. We won't kick you out on the street. But we are thinking of coming to some sort of arrangement.
He's like, we won't kick you out on the street. Kezra's like, why not?
Or he's like, Kezra's like, yeah, but Pip and Zarf are allowed here. But not you.
Not you. We have like certain small people.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they could have the basement. They have dark vision. They can chill out.
I'm sure through some negotiating, we can you can see us as benevolent landlords.
Can we just have our home back? It's literally right downstairs.
They were downstairs, right? In the basement?
Yeah. They were living in the room that you found some of the boggarts first.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I don't think any of us have laid claim to the basement yet, so we can let you stay there for now.
Well, we haven't gone down and inspected anything, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm just talking as a temporary solution in order to ease tension, Kezra.
Who cares about tension? They're goblins.
Then they all swarm you and just start stabbing
you. Alchemist fire.
All of them have alchemist fire now.
So can we go down?
Yeah.
They'll run out the back door and then run to that secret entrance, and they're gone. They're in the vaults.
Oh. Well, we'll never get them out now. You gotta smoke them out.
What have you all done? This was our chance.
Kezra, we will cross that bridge when we need to cross it, okay?
When you go downstairs...
As long as we cross it, there must be rent at the other end.
I assure you that there will be.
When you go downstairs and trip over something, you're like, oh, God, stupid goblins.
Kezra, if there's one thing I've taught you, Avatar says that nothing in the world is for free.
Yes. One of the many reasons I really love him.
Except this deed.
Except this deed.
Except the whole castle.
Except for the damn castle we just found.
There's no such thing as a free castle. Right?
Oh my god.
Benson, you could probably put your home in Breachman Hill up for on the market.
Already taken care of. Kessler's like, you remember those that 1 year we evicted the entire orphanage?
And then we turned it into a factory.
And then we employed those children.
To make alchemists fine.
Child labor laws are ruining this country.
His tiny little hands are so good at mixing chemicals.
Oh, my side hurts.
But Kezra, it bends.
You just gotta work harder.
So you guys are spending time sort of planning stuff out. If you want to do any work on the Citadel, it will take some downtime.
I've got plans.
People got plans. People got plans for stuff. What exactly do you guys want to do for the night? Like I said, it's 11:30 at night. You guys are exhausted, I'm sure, from not only fighting Malarunk and his goons, but then having to walk back through all that stuff. It's late.
Well, I believe A3, where the hobgoblin was setting up shop, I believe the goblins cleared that all out with fire, right?
They did.
So, got a place to stay for the night.
True.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, there's six rooms in there and then a big old living space. So.
Yeah.
And now it's not cluttered with dirty blankets and crap.
Just smells like ash. Adelar is going to do like a once over of the Citadel just to make sure nothing else kind of creeped in well.
I'll do that too.
Skeletons.
Yeah. Okay.
Just skeletons.
Yeah.
Like, Adelar goes to sleep, there's four skeletons that rise up and just surround him.
Not again!
Oh, so, we're all bedding down for the night, and, I guess, so Adelar takes one of the rooms, kind of sets out his bed mat,
and he is just kind of thinking over the day and all that happened with finding the ring and the deed, and he gets an idea, so he kneels down and he prays to Abadar, and he's in deep, thoughtful prayer, and it almost appears as if at some points he is inciting some sort of incantation, and then he goes down to sleep.
I want to take you to an indiscernible location. Can't really figure out what's going on. A dense fog hangs heavy in the air, while an aged man makes his way through it. A swirling fog caresses his weather-beaten face and whisks through his gray facial hair and the graying hair on his head. As he walks on the hard dirt ground beneath him, he sees the figure of a person amidst the dense fog.
Who's there?
Father, I suppose most children write a letter or send a raven. But would I be your son if I didn't send a message personally? Anyways, even though we have not been here in Breach Hill long, it seems we have won the favor of this small town. We have even come into the possession of a ruined keep, a decrepit citadel left behind by Hell Knights. We are looking for those skilled with wood and stone, so naturally I thought of you. Last we spoke, you didn't relish the idea of leaving Cheliax, but I can promise you there is good coin involved. Besides, wouldn't you like to see your only child?
Adalar looks as if he's contemplating whether to speak for a few seconds.
We found the ring. It's not all legends and fae tales, Father. You told me never to speak of her again, but I think I am close to finding her. You know, it's never too late to repair damage done. Abadar always believes in rebuilding ruins. Come to Breach Hill and rebuild more than just a ruined keep.
In the visage of Adalar, speaking with his father, drifts away. As we focus now on to Benson.
I just rubbing my chest, but feeling better, feeling like this was all destined. My pain and my service to the Inheritor, this was supposed to happen. And I find myself a comfortable place to lay down.
Benson, clutching his side, begins to think just long and hard about the trials he had and the trials ahead of him. When his figure seems to mold into what looks like a person in a large city, now we're taken there. And we see a courier, he has a letter. He's walking around, he goes, some inn? She lives at an inn? I don't know why anyone would live here. And as he goes up to the inn, a woman carrying a man by the scruff busts open the door and throws him onto the street.
If you think you can get that sheet over me again, go ahead and try, you animal.
And throws him to the ground. He's like, yeah, fuck you, you witch, blah, blah, blah. And he starts walking off. And the courier goes, you must be Lionella.
Yes. Can I help you?
I have a letter for you. It came directly.
Oh, yes. I think I've been expecting this. She opens the letter. Drops the rings out of it and is reading. It is hell of a birthday present, brother, but why aren't you answering any of my questions? House Black needs its Lord Champion. Why are you hiding in Breach Hill? Fine. Guess I'll go find you myself.
Ooh.
Then we move over. We see Elk.
Elk is currently, after taking a round around the Citadel, he desperately needs to get a message out after everything that's been going on. And so as the night starts to continue, he stalks out into the night, making sure no one's following him, and rides back to Breach Hill and goes to see if Warble is available, since he knows that she can send a message quickly.
So you go up to the, I think it was called the Dream House.
Yes,
the Dream House. Warble is. So she,
he's like pounding on the door, like at like first just softly, and then waits.
So Warble opens the door. She's very tired in her adorable little nightgown.
It's terrible. And
she's rubbing her eyes.
Elkwood, it's so good to see you. What on earth could you want at this late hour? I was simply staring at the stars. It seems I fell asleep.
I'm
sleepy time tea really gets to you.
I'm truly sorry, Madam Warble. I have a urgent message that I need sent. If you could possibly send it, I will do anything I can to help you.
I will send it right away. What exactly is the message?
And
So they both sit down, and she starts scribing for him as she's going to cast the spell.
Or yes, and he's like, please. Thank you so much for this, and he passes her 2 gold pieces as well.
Elk, what I told you before, it is simply nothing that gold could ever suffice. You've helped me more than anyone.
And you would like to know that Citadel Altarine is purged of evil.
You've completely...
As far as I know, yes. And he just kind of smiles a little bit.
My bumble brass is okay. They're back home.
So far back in their little homes in the basement.
Elk, you and your friends are truly blessings upon this town and my tribe. I will make sure that there's a great reward for you. Please come see me in the morning.
Oh, of course. And I once again sorry for waking you. I just need to get this. And he bows to her and goes and stalks back into the night, back to the Citadel.
So the message, she snaps her fingers and the paper disappears, and we sort of travel through the air north, following this ethereal paper, and it lands in front of a man's feet. He picks it up and reads it. Looks to be a hobgoblin. What does the letter say?
He just says, GG, update. I own part of the Citadel. Alcetus Ring has multiple portals, including to the Vengeance Gate of Calistria. I have truly seen her face. She is beautiful. I understand now. Unsure of how to open it. Need a key. Need magical help. Maybe Vaso can help. Demiri of the Blades has been captured. She is heading to Eladir in 2 days with armed guards. I have the key to the Hunter's Gate, to the Mwangi Expanse. What do you want me to do?
He just sort of folds it back over. You son of a bitch. God damn, you're good. That hobgoblin looks over and he sees a force of bandits with him. He goes, we gotta go. We got something to get. Now I want to warp back to Citadel Altarine. Kezra, you're laying there. And you hear what sounds like a familiar voice, sort of calling your name. You think it's coming from the courtyard.
Gets up. Gauntlet's still on. With its like smoke coming off of it. Slowly walks down the court, or the hallways, looking around the edges as he goes. And he opens up into the courtyard.
You see what looks to be a human. She is covered in this gilded set of jewelry with her long flowing robes that look pretty familiar. But all of her hands, her neck, her headdress, everything is covered in gold. She turns to you and goes, Kezra de Rujan.
He immediately just like flies around the corner and like goes face down on the ground.
Like, do not run from me. I gave you the name and you are to respect it. Bring yourself and kneel before me as you always have.
And he does, silently.
So this is your home?
Yes, this is our new dwellings. We've cleared this place out and it does belong to us now.
Pathetic.
Yes.
I gave you power, and I gave you a great name in the language of dragons. And here you are living in crumbling stonework. Some sort of hovel.
My lady, we're on to something. We've discovered something called the Ring of Alceta. It's buried deep beneath this place. It leads has portals that lead all over the world. We even have a key to one of these portals. I plan on repairing it and putting it to use. There's more to this place than its current state. I promise I'm onto something big here.
Better be something big. You are supposed to be great. You have so much power within you. She sort of like gracefully like touches your chin. She goes, what about all those followers I expected you to have?
I'm working on that. I've met a friend and he showed me other philosophies and I guess I'm conflicted these days.
Yes, I heard about the Apodarian slug that has so been influencing you.
He has brought me good fortune and a dear friend who's helped me on my way. Things became very difficult after leaving Mirab. I promise my promise to you is still first in my heart, and it is my number one mission.
If you don't make something of yourself soon, I will use you in ways you would never like to experience. Perhaps your soul will do well.
That is your will. It is truly. But please, just give me more time. I promise I can prove myself to you.
When we speak next, let's just say that you remember where you came from.
And she takes a stick that she has in her hand and she puts it into yours. And it turns into a desert cobra.
Thank you.
Do Thank not you. Fail me, Kezra de Rujan.
And she begins rising into the air, transforms into an ancient blue dragon, and flies into the horizon. And that is the end of book one.
Let's go, boys.
God, it feels like Citadel 3 is going to be like
Yeah.